everyone, and welcome to this special edition of Women's Sports Central. I'm Brenda Van Lingen. Every Friday, Michelle Vopel and I join together and bring you our women's sports talk show that we post on the site on Fridays. And during the course of the week, I'll be bringing you special interviews based on the locations that I travel to with my broadcasting schedule. So last Friday, Michelle and I discussed a lot that happened at the Big 12 Women's Basketball Media Day. And on today's show, you're going to hear directly from all the student athletes that attended the Women's Basketball Big 12 Media Day and get to hear a little of their personalities and their goals for the upcoming season, because I posed two questions to each one of them. I asked, what did you work on in the off season to improve your game? And what are your expectations for yourself for the upcoming season? Keep in mind that each of these student athletes was chosen to be a part of Media Day because they are vocal leaders on their team and they are recognized as a voice for each of those teams. So I think as you listen to each of their responses, you'll find some insight into each one of the teams in the Big 12 Conference. Listen in with me. Okay, Brittany Griner, Baylor.
My expectations for myself this year are to be, you know, the best leader that I can be. You know, I'm not the point guard, obviously, but, you know, I see everything from behind. So, you know, just talking to my teammates and encouraging when we're down, getting us up. If somebody needs to step up and do something, I'm ready to be that one to step up and, you know, knock down a shot. In the off season, I went overseas and played with the U.S. national teams and played against a lot of the veterans overseas, which helped me out a lot on my game. And then when I got back, I jumped right back into practice. I really didn't want to take any time off. Coach kind of had to make me, but I was ready to get back with my team, you know, and just start playing. So, you know, I was really determined this summer, and that's how we're going to be this season, is determined to, you know, go out and play our A game.
Odyssey Sims with Baylor. Odyssey, what did you had a pretty interesting off season, but what are some things specifically that you worked on to improve your game, and what are your expectations for yourself during the season?
Working on being a leader, knowing when to lead my team, knowing when to do, when to go get the ball, knowing in certain situations, like I have to be able to step up, not run from the ball. When there's 5 seconds left, I got to go want the ball. That's stuff that coach stresses every day. Getting my team into offense when it breaks down, knowing to go get the ball to set it back up, because it starts with me. So that's what I take into the season, just going in, learning how to lead my team, and first and foremost, knowing when to go get the ball, and I guess like getting them into the offense more and keeping them in the offense. So,
Sydney Carter, Texas A&M.
Hi. Hello. As far as what I worked on, I really worked on and focused on my ball handling skills. I know that, you know, I primarily like to play the two position, but I think that this year I need to kind of mix in and give us, you know, that experience at the point guard position as well, and make sure that I can still handle the ball and still make those decisions as well as at the two position. So I really just focused on ball handling and making sure that my shot stays consistent. Just to challenge myself at being the leader of this team, I think that I really need to work on my verbal leadership instead of just leading by example like I've been able to do behind Sydney Colson the last couple of years. But I really need to make sure that, you know, I'm making sure that I'm keeping everybody, you know, on the right track and making sure that I am being the voice of the team and making sure that nobody's, you know, doing anything that they're not supposed to be doing or, you know, helping out as much as I can and staying positive even when I do have those bad days.
Tyra White, Texas A&M.
One of the things I worked on during the offseason was just my ball handling, kind of one-on-one skills, just being able to create for myself, because I think that's going to be a big key for me after doing what I did in the Final Four. Everybody's going to be coming after me, so I think that's what the coaches really wanted me to work on during the offseason. And, I mean, my goals for this year is to, you know, repeat, of course, but just to make my team better every year. That way, when I do it next year, they'll always have people to fill our spots with me, Sid, Adora. So that's my goals for this year.
All right, Adora Ilanu, Texas A&M.
Well, this preseason, I worked hard on getting in shape and working on my shot, mid-range and both three-point, just to stretch it out a little bit more. And with the addition of the three-point line being stretched out a little bit further, it was a little difficult, but I worked on that a lot and just getting my feet right and really working on my strength and conditioning.
And
my expectations, I mean, they're pretty high. Just last year, I mean, I set my expectations high again, but I think this year I need to be more focused on really making an impact and really bringing something to the team as far as just making everything easier for everyone else and being, what's the word? Can't think of the word now, but bringing attention to, I guess, myself just to make everyone else less stressed, I guess. Thank you.
We'll start with Yvonne Anderson of the University of Texas. So what did you do in the off season to prepare for this year? What are your expectations for yourself this year?
I think my expectations are high. I mean, I expect most of out of myself as well as my team. I only have 1 year left with this team. I expect to do great things. We have high goals for ourselves, and I think this summer we definitely prepared for it. I think the first thing we all did was just try to get healthy. Everyone just had kind of little knickknacks from over the season, and I think rest, it was a big part. But after that, it was just getting in the gym with the coaches. Now we worked with Coach Brown, Coach Edwina Brown, once she became assistant, and with Coach Malone, just getting in there with them and working on the mid-range, because I consistently worked on the threes and the layups, but just not developing, but just getting it into a habit of having the mid-range game offensively. I think that's going to be just a great asset to the game when I get on the floor.
Ashley Fontenette, same question.
I think this offseason I worked a lot on my layups. I have a hard time finishing around the basket, and especially with contact. And I think my main focus has been on my left-hand layup, so doing a lot of work with that. And just the coaches have a layup drill, the Allen Iverson layup drill, which it helps. And I've seen a big improvement in my layups.
Ashley Gale with Texas.
This summer, this off season, I think ever since the postseason started, I've really been working on my offensive game. Coach Huey plays a huge part in that, just because he has so many different drills and he's constantly coming up with different ideas to figure out ways to improve. So whether it means, you know, coming in there early or coming in there late at night and just getting in a workout, or maybe going and watching film from last year, that definitely helps me prepare. And I think free throw shooting was huge for me, and it's a huge thing that I knew I had to improve on. So I've been working on that with Coach Huey. We do that before and after workouts, and then we also have the shot doctor come in from Florida, and he helps a lot and just gives me different strategies even without the ball that kind of helps free throw shooting. So those are the things that I really focus on improving. Not only that, but being a better leader for the team, just knowing that we have so many young people coming in and trying to figure out different ways to motivate them and teach them different things. So
okay, Whitney Hand, Oklahoma.
I'm a huge goal setter, and when I went into coach's office to set my off-season goals, she told me my only goal needs to be to get healthy in every way. So I said, okay. And that was my goal this off-season. It may sound really simple for some, but it was really hard for me. And my path has been way more difficult than I thought it was going to be. So this summer, that's exactly where my focus was, you know, in every way, mentally, spiritually, physically, that I was to heal and to get better. And so this year, I feel very refreshed. I think that and took me farther than I ever could have really thought it would. So I feel going into this season very refreshed, like a new person, and excited for basketball again. You know, it's not a burden right now. It's joy, it's fun, and that's exactly where I want to be. So that's where it was off season. The expectations for me is to be the best leader possible, and my goal has been ever since my freshman year to be a WCL American, and I'd love to do that for you. That's my goal. That's my overriding goal, but not at the expense of my team. I mean, I want these girls to succeed, and I want our team to succeed. And I think the experience of college basketball has been one that is just out of this world for us. And I want to make that so for every single one of these girls. And that's kind of my expectation for myself.
Erin Ellenberg, Oklahoma.
In the offseason, I've pretty much been working on kind of creating my own shot off the dribble or using screens, working on a lot of ball handling. And I think what I'm expecting from myself is pretty much just to step up and be a leader for my team, not just in scoring, but in just the way I interact with everybody and just the way I play, basically. I can't take any days off. I have to be good every day and just kind of step up and take that role on for my team.
Chelsea Poppins with Iowa State.
During the offseason, I worked on, like, in the weight room, just getting stronger there. And I also worked with our strength and conditioning coach, like, on my vertical jump, just being able to, like, rebound better than I did last year or in that aspect, and being more aggressive underneath the basket when, especially in the Big 12, every post is good. And there's so much competition that being just a little bit aggressive isn't enough. There's always room to improve. And another thing I worked on was probably my free throws, just being more consistent and just being able to make one after another and without any faltering.
Hallie Christofferson, Iowa State.
This summer I really worked on the hook shot, improving that. Last year didn't really have that, and so this year kind of added that to my game, and also just continued to work on the threes and knowing to when to get that best shot. I this season expect to just be stronger than I was last year, just physically and mentally, knowing what you have built last year, you can just build on that again for this season, and knowing the program and everything else like that.
All right, Kiera Mallard from Texas Tech.
This summer I've been working on my conditioning and working on my three. And what I expect for myself is always play every possession hard, every defense and offense, to work hard, don't stop. If I miss a shot, don't worry about it, just keep on going back and playing.
Casey Morris with Texas Tech.
This offseason I worked on my pull-up jump shot. I think that needs to improve to make my game fuller. I have in my three-point shot, I wanted to be more consistent this year, so I expect to be one of the top in the Big 12, if not the top three-point shooter, and I expect to have an effective pull-up jump shot in traffic and not in traffic, even if it's on a fast break. I've been working on it a lot, so hopefully that work and pick off and I can show it in the season.
Carolyn Davis from Kansas.
Hi.
Hi.
In the off season, I worked on my shot a lot, like 15-foot range, no farther, and maybe a little closer, and just being able to expand my game and be able to challenge the other post players in our league, because there's a lot of bigger ones. And I've also worked on being stronger. And while I'm long and lanky, it's hard to put the muscle on. But with that, I've just wanted to be able to challenge my defenders to guard me in different ways. And I think that'll be good for me as well as the people I play against. And I think that's what's great about the league, is we all challenge each other in different ways every night. And with working on expanding my game, I've worked on being able to kind of incorporate my teammates more. I think that's how I look at it, because I don't want to have to feel like once I get the ball, I have to do something with it. And I think my mindset's changed with that, and being able to give my teammates confidence to shoot it on the outside as well, because we have great shooters. And so that'll be good for us too, I think, to expand the defense, to get them to play outside, inside with that. And expectations for my team this year would be to, of course, go to the tournament. We always look at that as a goal, and just to take Kansas to a place we haven't been. And I think personally that would also be my goal, just because I wanted to play on a team that I could change and I could take somewhere. And it'll be a great honor for me to know that I helped Bonnie get there, just because, like, that's the kind of relationship we have. And I'll feel, like, so great to know that I was on the team that took Kansas to the tournament.
Angel Goodrich from Kansas.
This year in offseason, I worked on expanding my game on the outside, shooting a three, pulling up jumpers on ball screen, and driving to the hole. And as far as my expectations for this year is becoming a stronger leader vocally. I've been working on it for the past 2 years, and I think I've improved, but I don't think I've gotten to that level that I want to be at. So that's the one part where I want to continue to grow at.
Monica Engelman from Kansas.
I've worked on being more of a more consistent shooter and also ball handling so I can put the ball on the floor. And as far as individually, I just want to be a leader for my team. So that's what I expect out of myself, defensively, offensively, all around. I want to be a leader for my team.
Vicky McIntyre, Oklahoma State.
I really worked on improving my strength, spent a lot of time in the weight room, and working on my shot, getting, you know, some more range. My shot, getting, you know, range, and working on some new different hooks and stuff. So that should hopefully add to my game. And expectations for this year, to handle pressure better. But you know, help get my teammates open as well, and just, you know, have a bigger impact on defense and on offense.
Tiffany Bias, Oklahoma State.
This past season, I worked on is my one-on-one game, my ball handling. I've gotten stronger. I've always been tough enough, but I think taking bigger hits from the Big 12, I think I've gotten a little quicker. And just worked on my moves and just been able to exploit my game so that they're not taking away just one side of me. So are my expectations for this year? I think that we just need to go farther than we were last year. I think being a better leader and just leading this team and knowing, like, hey, when we're down, we can come back up and not giving up.
Right. Brittany Chambers, Kansas State.
I've worked on my outside shot a lot more off the dribble and on the move, being able to shoot because the people are going to be on me a lot more, and also working on my shot off the balance off the screen, so not just focusing on the three-point line, and also court vision. I've been working a lot on my passes, my passing skills, entry passes. My personal goals for this year is to obviously increase my shooting percentage, not being able to take just as many shots, but being able to increase my percentage, so more effective, and also being able to increase my assist numbers so I can be more of a point guard kind of mentality.
Jelena Childs, Kansas State.
This summer, I didn't start playing until June, the end of June. And then I couldn't shoot. I couldn't run up and down the court until the end of June. I couldn't run up due to my injury. So I knew in my mind going into the summer that I had to work twice as hard to get back in shape, to get back to where I was for that season. And we all did shooting workouts every day. We worked with Lori Kane. We played pickup with Lori Kane every day. And I think a lot of I tried to take a lot of what I did the previous summer, which was work with Lori. And it was hard for me to do because I wasn't in shape. I knew how tired I was getting during these short little workouts. And I tried my hardest to get in the gym with her and just work on my footwork again, just get my footwork back. And I did. And once I started to get my confidence back, because I went through a slump playing pickup in the summer where I just felt like I wasn't producing, I wasn't doing anything for our team. And then after that, after I had a talk with one of our coaches and Lori, things just started to click again. My confidence levels shot up. And I shoot every day. I shoot my little regular jump shots, regular turnaround post-ups, stuff like that. Just it's going to get me going again. And it's really simple stuff. Like I don't shoot a gun like Brittany. She shoots a gun like every single day. I can't, shooting on the gun doesn't, well, it helps me, but it's not going to help me in the post. So what I do is I get with the guy, and this week I'm going to start working out with Coach E, 30 minutes, extra 30 minutes with the guy, and try to score over him. So it's just little footwork stuff that I did this summer that definitely got me back to where I need to be.
All right, now Brianna Brock of Missouri.
This summer, in order to improve my game, I just got my mind right, as is something Coach P says all the time. So I just worked to better myself as a leader and just do what I need to do so that I can be a better person for my teammates. My expectations just for myself are just that I stay mentally tough and mentally ready for my teammates, because I know that once I get inside myself, I'm no good to my teammates. And as long as I'm good for them, that's all that matters for me.
And Kylie Simmons from Missouri.
This summer I really worked on getting in shape, I guess you could say, and just working on my ball handling a lot and getting to know everybody on the team and how they play and how they work. And my expectations for myself is just to make everybody else around me better. And by doing that, it's going to make me better. So.
And there you have it. All the top players in the Big 12 Conference as they look ahead to the 2011 and 12 basketball season. I'm Brenda Van Lingen, and be sure to join Michelle Vopel and me every Friday on Women's Sports Central.